Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody say good morning to Jason Aldean. Woo-hoo! What's
good morning.
Going on, my man?
Man, I'm on my way to Des Moines, Iowa. And I got a feeling it's going to be extremely cold where we're going. We're in Iowa. We're in North Dakota. But I'm on the bus right now.
Well, I got bad news for you, Jason. If you were going there for the Iowa caucuses, they're already over.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with that.
Jason, do you have my daughter and her fiance live down in Atlanta, and the first time she brought him here for Christmas, he didn't even have a winter coat. Like, do you, when you're traveling to places like this, you know, living in Tennessee, do you have a warm winter coat?
I do, but, you know, typically I keep all my clothes on the bus, you know, my kind of bus clothes that I just kind of hang out in, okay, you know, on the tour and stuff. So I was thinking about it last night. We were going to North Dakota and all these places, and I'm like, man, I got like a sweatshirt. You know, I got like a hoodie. That's what I brought. It was like 2 degrees yesterday.
And you've lost weight, too, so when you lose weight, you get colder.
Right, you know, I'm telling you. Pack on a few more pounds.
On Wednesday, Jason, Tyler Farr was in town at Music Town in downtown Detroit, and you're helping this old boy along with your new producing prowess.
Yeah, man. Tyler's a really good friend of mine, and had an opportunity to work with him and sign him to a record deal. And, you know, I've just always been a big fan of his voice and what he does. And, you know, obviously him being a friend too, you know, I just wanted to sign him and cut a record on him. So we started working on a project with him and, you know, we were really excited about it. We just put out the first single. Well, actually, it officially comes out here in a couple of weeks. It's called The Only Truck in Town. And, you know, and to me, it kind of gets back to what people loved about him in the beginning when he first came out with Redneck Crazy and those kind of things. And it's
it's, you know, back.
It's kind of what he does best. He's great, man. I love Tyler. He's a funny dude, man. He's a lot of fun to hang out with. And personality-wise, he's great. And now, you know, we got this record on him that we're really proud of and excited for people to hear.
Speaking of Tyler, I think he must have stuck around town because he just walked in the studio here.
Hey, Hoss.
That's pretty good.
Hey, listen, I got a problem with your producing.
Yeah, that's really good, actually.
We need more cowbell.
<That's>... Jason, the big question is, have you moved into your new home yet?
No, we actually move in, I think, in May.
What is bigger, your house or Costco?
I don't know, man. I'll say this. Our house, it's a little gaudy. But you notice, like, I don't ever put any pictures of it up. My wife, she kind of documents it all. But it's one of those things where we knew, like, you know, this is kind of our forever home where I didn't want to look back in 5 years and go, man, I wish we'd have done this or done that. And whatever. So, and I got 4 kids. They're going to start, you know, my oldest one's 16. So she's about to be 17, actually. So, you know, at some point, you know, she's going to go to college and, I mean, hopefully not start her family for quite a while. But at some point, that's all going to start happening. And there's going to be more of them showing up. So,
did you have any part in teaching her to drive?
Yeah.
Was it hard for you?
You know, a little bit. I mean, it's just, I think it's just a trust factor, you know. It's just,
her trusting you, or you trusting her?
You know,
her.
You can't trust him, Jason.
me trusting her.
Oh, I know. It's nerve wracking.
I'll say this, man. It's one of the scariest things I've ever done. Is for her to like start driving and like let her go off on her own and start driving. It's
yeah, but you know the tracking devices these days are amazing.
Yeah, it's really nerve wracking.
Jason, you just had a very special little birthday in your family, didn't you?
Yeah, man. My youngest daughter, Navy, just turned 1.
All right.
A couple days ago. Yeah. She had a big week, man. She kind of took her first steps this week, and then she turned 1. And then yesterday, I took her to the doctor. She had a double ear infection to cap off the week. She's doing awesome.
I did see the Instagram video of her taking a few steps and walking. It was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, and it's only fitting that, that she would take her first steps on a tour bus. So
right,
that
it, was kinda... it looked like you're on the tour bus, yeah.
Yeah.
She learned to walk in narrow walkways.
Yeah,
that's
but she's doing great.
I hear the anxiety in your voice when you talk about your 16-year-old daughter. Something tells me she's not going to be driving that tour bus.
Oh, no. No. She's still trying to perfect driving a car right now. And she's got a ways to go.
Jason, we want to talk Faster Horses with you this morning, my friend.
Yeah, man. Faster Horses is great. I've had a chance to play it now a couple times, and those festivals like that are just a lot of fun. And, you know, when the summer kind of rolls around and everybody's ready to get outside and hit some of these festivals, it's fun for us. You know, it's fun for us to get out there in that atmosphere and see everybody outside. Like right now we're doing arena tours, so, you know, it's cool to get outside, some sunshine, and, you know, get out and start doing some of those festivals. And Faster Horses, honestly, is one of the coolest ones we do.
Yeah, it's kind of like nothing we've ever, you know, being in radio, out there in the middle of the, you know, you've got the racetrack, and that's all that there is for miles, just people at Faster Horses camping,
and they
partying,
do their own census report out there. Every single year we do it, like 345 births happen in 9 months. So it's very productive. If I could say that.
Have you ever seen any of the campgrounds around there? Have you ever gone around? It gets pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to go out on like a golf cart or something, and I would just kind of drive out through, you know, some of the campgrounds and, you know, just kind of go out there and meet some of the fans and drink a beer with them and, you know, just kind of hang out. So, and I can't really do it as much anymore, but I used to do that quite a bit back in the day.
Yeah, you'd have to have a few armed guards with you, I think, if you went to that these days.
Yeah, it's a little different now. And I was a lot younger, too, so.
Yeah.
No, it's really a great festival, a lot of fun, and so I'm excited to be back on it this year. And one of my really good friends, Brian O'Connell, is one of the guys that kind of does that festival, and he's, you know, he's one of the guys that's on the road with me with Live Nation every week. You know, he's been one of my guys for a long time. And
he's a cool guy. He's got a nice tour bus, too.
Yeah, he knows how to do these festivals. You know, he knows how to do them right, where they're great experiences, not only for the fans, but also for the artists, just anybody who comes. He's just got the setup to where he's got it dialed in, and it's a lot of fun.
Jason, we're still digging your album 9. By the time you get to Faster Horses, what cut's going to be released? Can you tell us?
Man, I don't know. We kind of been talking about it right now, you know, what the next single's going to be, and we're floating a couple things out there, but...
I'd like to see him release one of my songs instead.
Yeah. Well, that's about the truth. I need to focus on Tyler right now. I don't know. There's a song on there called I Got What I Got. It's one of my favorite songs on the record.
That might be it.
I don't know. Maybe. It depends on if it's going to be a single, I think, at some point. I just don't know if it'll be the next one.
Jason, thank you so much for the time today, my friend. It's always good to talk to you. Safe travels in Iowa.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you guys for having me this morning.
Stay warm. We'll see you when it's nice and warm here in Michigan in July.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Release my song.
All right,
Jason,
man.
Bye.
I love you, man.
See you guys.